Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Are you get a happy mic or an unhappy mic? It doesn't really matter how I feel. What matters is how the country feels. And if I had to tell you, it's worse now that there's a Republican majority than it was before. Now, why do I say it? Because when there was a Democrat majority, we had the fake Republicans pretending they opposed the system. But now that they're in the majority, they're doing worse. Worse things to America. Worse things to our national security. And now it's reached a crescendo. As I speak with you today on the Savage Nation, they're going through mock show hearings on another Eric Holder, an Eric Holder in a skirt, someone by the name of Lynch, who is as far left as Obama and Holder, if not farther left. She will get away with more than Holder has gotten away with because she's black and a woman. Yes, you heard me. All of the networks report, oh, she'll be the first black woman attorney general in history. Is that qualification enough? Excuse me. When did one's race and sex become qualification enough for anything? The answer is a long time ago. So why is it any different today? All I hear is, if Miss Lynch, Loretta Lynch, is appointed as the attorney general, she will be the first black woman attorney general in U.S. history. Well, that's all well and good, but what has she written to distinguish herself? Has she written any legal opinions that would separate her from the pack of greedy, grubbing, left-wing lawyers that pollute the New York court system? If you look at Loretta Lynch's history on voter ID, in a speech at the Long Beach Martin Luther King Center in New York in January, Lynch claimed that efforts to improve the integrity of the election process, meaning by demanding voter ID, were an attempt to take back what Martin Luther King Jr. had fought for, which is a total lie, an absolute lie. And Lynch made it clear she approved of the Justice Department's lawsuits against states such as North Carolina to stop common sense voter ID laws and changes in early voting and same-day registration rules, saying her suits under her will continue. Do you know what I'm talking about? This is the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282. We're going to unprotected talk today. I will give you my opinions on certain topics, but I'm going back to unprotected talk, which means you talk, I respond. Unscreened. 855-400-7282. To grab a line while you can. On the death penalty, Loretta Lynch. She views the death penalty as racist. She cited as saying in a 2002 roundtable discussion that she had to repeatedly explain decisions not to seek the death penalty when she was a prosecutor. She claimed that the relative ease with which the death penalty was applied against blacks and Hispanics suggested a systematic disregard for minority citizens. I can give you one example after another to show you that this is a show hearing that is going on right now in front of your eyes. By the Republicans. What more do we need to see than Orrin Hatch, who was long ago should have been forced to retire? He looks like a pallbearer at a funeral. There is Orrin Hatch, the same so-called Republican who did the same show trial when none other than the radical head of the ACLU, then head of the ACLU, who should have been disqualified before she even applied, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, was ushered onto the U.S. Supreme Court by the very same weaklings who are now doing it to us with Loretta Lynch. She's another Eric Holder, but worse. A show hearing, it's disgusting. Orrin Hatch gave us Ruth Bader Ginsburg in the same manner. And now they're going to usher in another radical for attorney general, making believe that the window dressing change from going from a male to a female is going to change a damn thing in this country. It's sickening to see what's happening to this country after we killed ourselves to go to the polls and say no to all of these left-wing policies. It's sickening to watch this. It really is. Now, yesterday's show was one of my best. I'd rank it as one of my best. I think the audience was not with me on it. I did a great show and it was open with lies about the blizzard that wasn't to the new Holocaust. And it was one of my better shows. It's up on michaelsavage.com in an MP3 download, which you can listen to at your leisure. But I'll bring up some of the questions from yesterday, which is, why are we allowing the silence of the new Holocaust against Christians and other religious minorities in the Middle East and in Africa? Why? And I asked yesterday, where are the righteous Jews? I didn't get one answer from one caller. We kept hearing about righteous Gentiles who saved Jews during the Nazi Holocaust against the Jews, right? Where are the righteous Jews today? I haven't heard any. Where is Marvin Haya? I don't see a Marvin Haya. Where are all the other Jewish pressure groups now that Christians are being persecuted? The answer is they're in it for themselves. They're a constituency, that's all. Another block. So I spoke out against the persecution of Christians yesterday. And I asked, why are we allowing the silence of the new Holocaust? Did I expect a halo for it? Did I expect to be invited to a Christian organization and be given a prize? No. I am persona non grata everywhere in the world, except here in my own studio with my dog. I'm not complaining about it. I'm an outsider. I always have been. I always will be. But I don't belong to any organizations. I don't give myself awards. I don't give myself contracts. I don't give myself grants. This is how the system works. Insider trading. Here's another question. Do you find Michelle Obama's refusal to wear a head wrap refreshing or insulting for an official visit to Saudi Arabia? I actually like it for the first time in 6 years. It's time someone stood up to those throwbacks who treat women worse than they treat their cattle. Those throwbacks in Saudi Arabia, good for her. I'm proud of her. How do you like that? I'm glad she didn't wear a headscarf. What? To bow down to those bums, those women-hating, Jew-hating, Christian-hating bums in Saudi Arabia? Why? Why should she wear a headscarf? To confirm that she's, what, second class to them? I have other questions. I don't know if I want to ask them. It's too much information already for the average audience. It's too much info. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. And I think I'm going to go from the sublime to the ridiculous today. And you know how we hear that the birth rate is very low in the West? I did some research on this. And it has something to do with tight white underwear for men. I know you don't want to hear this. But this is a social observation. Did you know that it's true that underwear, laptops, cycling, stress, and cell phones kill off or weaken sperm? It's true. This is why these guys in these bicycles that look like they're wearing jester costumes as they speed by you or block you on a small road are impotent. They look like they're healthy, but they aren't. The tight underwear issue is the issue. A 2012 study looked at 5 Frenchmen. Well, right away, that's a biased study. None of them have testosterone. 5 Frenchmen, ages 25 to 35, who wore specially tight undies that naturally heated their testicles. After 4 months, their sperm quality was down and sperm count was nearly zero. On the bright side, we read, they recovered in just a few months with looser, cooler underwear. Now, I've known, you know, this is why nature has evolved the male apparatus. It's to make certain that the sperm-generating factory is at a cooler temperature outside the body than it would be if it were inside the body. So when you heat that area, what you are doing is inhibiting the production of sperm. 12 men who alternated between boxers and boxer briefs for a year saw their sperm count drop by half during the tighter periods, according to a study in the medical journal Lancet. Serious cyclists who put foot to pedal 12 to 16 hours a week, pay attention, cyclists, saw their sperm counts fall, according to another study. Casual cyclists don't have to worry, so I'm okay. Heat from electric blankets, saunas, hot baths, sleeping positions, and weather could also affect sperm if exposure is ongoing. But listen to this. Laptops also, if they're perched often enough on just the right spot, can reduce the sperm count. Something here, of course, we all know. One study found the correlation between overweight men and low sperm. No kidding. That's why Michael Moore is impotent, no doubt, and has no children. Others link stress and particularly high stress to lower sperm counts. Now, what about cell phones and sperm? Cell phones have less effect, but one study saw some weakening of sperm quality when a pocketed phone, well, that gives a new meaning to the word. Okay. A pocketed phone, a pocketed phone was used for 4 hours a day. I told you, we can do it all on talk radio. We're not limited to politics. So, I mean, don't call me about tight underwear. This is a weird day for me. I got to admit, I'm going to be a little zany, off. I'll be on and off at the same time for one reason. At 9:15 tonight, I have to go for an MRI for my neck from a sports injury. Yes, you heard me. I've lived with this pain for 9 months. I'm in agony most of the time if I turn the wrong way. I've tried all of my natural healing. Nothing works. Sometimes, impossible. It's got something to do with the microphone, the screen, the sitting. Don't call and tell me to stand up and do it. I know all of that stuff. I'm giving up on it. I'm going to get an MRI. I hate the MRI. I did 10 years ago. I tried one, and I got out in 10 seconds. I ran out. I said, I can't take the clicking and the claustro. So now I got to go through it again tonight. But I picked the latest appointment there is. So the illegal aliens who are getting fake MRIs with fake doctors and fake lawyers to sue the state and go out, you know, on the whatever they call it. I don't know what the racket is here, but every state has the same thing. The illegals will be gone from the clinic, and there'll be nobody left there but me, the technician. And that's it. So, I mean, it's the end of the day. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm going to, you know, probably going to have a couple of drinks before I go into the tube. I don't know if that's going to make it worse or better, truthfully. Robert says always better. People say take a thing in your head, ear pods, and listen to music, listen to your own show. I'm going to go listen to myself in a tube. To me, it's a coffin, an electromagnetic coffin, an MRI tube. Can't they do this in another way? Can they do it standing up? I know there are stand up, but not for the neck, I hear. All right, so you're going to do the top cervical job. We'll see what's in there. We'll see what drives Michael Savage. That's the end of the day. It's why I'm a little off today. All right, let's go to the callers. 855-400-SAVAGE. I forgot the number. 800. I don't know the number. You better put the number here somewhere. 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. You're listening to the one and only Savage Nation. And I will be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
I think that the obligation of the Attorney General is to, when presented with matters by the President, to provide a full, thorough, independent, substantive legal analysis and give the President the best independent judgment that there is. And that may be a judgment that says that there is a legal framework for certain actions, and it may be a judgment that says that there is not a legal framework for certain actions.
So here we go again. Eric Holder in address with the Republicans putting on a show hearing. Along the lines of what they did to us with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, we know she's a far-left radical activist, sort of an Occupy type with a law degree, facing fake hearings from the Republicans, and we're supposed to listen to this blizzard of lies. We kept hearing about a blizzard that wasn't, and now we have a blizzard of lies about the Attorney General appointee, like we don't know who she is. She has a background. She comes from the most corrupt court system in the United States of America, which is New York City. Take a look at what's going on there with Sheldon Silver and the stocked courts. I'm supposed to believe she's from a clean background? I don't. I'm sorry. No, this is not good. And the only reason the Republicans are going along with it is because they were told to go along with it by the party bosses who don't want to be seen as anti-woman and anti-black. That's all. Again, they're pandering. As they're pandering to illegal aliens. So what's the point of an opposition party? Tell me, what is the point of an opposition party that opposes nothing? But you knew all of this before the election. You didn't want Grassley. You didn't want Hatch. You didn't want the cooperation between them and that moron, Leaky Leahy from Vermont. You wanted opposition. You wanted a manly opposition to the progressive leftist communist socialist Islamist party, didn't you? But you didn't get it. Now you didn't get it. So let's take some calls. What's the temperature of the nation? Let's begin in San Francisco. Line number 6. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Yes. Give us your name, topic, and station.
My name is Catherine. The topic is the... what you were talking about yesterday with people speaking up about the Christians being killed, and I'm listening on KSFO.
Okay, what's your point?
Well, I just wanted to say that I do, the Catholic Church, we have talked about it a little bit. The priests have talked about it a little bit in Mass. But mostly, they send out a newspaper.
And mostly the priests talk about, what, gay marriage and global warming?
No, no, they talk about the Christians being killed.
Do they mention it from time to time in the Catholic Church? That'd be a shock to me if they do. Because the churches have become the churches have become wholly owned institutions of the Democrat Party.
Well, we've had priests come from here from those countries and talk about it.
I'm very pleased to learn that. I will put my cynicism aside for the moment.
Okay.
So you're actually calling to tell me that in your experience, in your Catholic Church, you have heard about the persecution of Christians by Muslims, correct?
Correct, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fine. And which diocese is this in?
The San Francisco Archdiocese.
How is that permitted in Nancy Pelosi's backyard, I wonder?
Well, that's the thing, is they can only say so much, you know, because if they...
I'm surprised Nancy Pelosi hasn't invited ISIS members to wash their hands of the blood.
Nancy Pelosi...
I mean she washes the... She washes the feet of illegal aliens to show that she's so Christian. Why doesn't she invite ISIS murderers after they cut the heads off innocent people and wash the blood off their hands? Thank you for the call. That's a little contempt. A little contempt for Michael Savage, because all I've got left is sarcasm, satire, and ridicule. That's all that's left in the dictatorship in which I live. Sarcasm, satire, and ridicule. That's the only thing left in this false government of ours, this government worth nothing. It's a government not of the people, by the people, and for the people. It's a government of the special interests, by the special interests, and for the special interests. It's a government of the voting blocks, by the voting blocks, and it's certainly a government of foreign powers. It's not a government of the American people anymore. We thought we had an election, didn't we? You may as well take the next election and throw it in the garbage. You think that 2016 matters? The Bilderbergs have already picked the next president.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
So if nations really want to succeed in today's global economy, they can't simply ignore the talents of half their people. And as husbands and fathers and brothers, we have to step up, because every girl's life matters. Every daughter deserves the same chance as our sons. Every woman should be able to go about her day, to walk the streets or ride the bus and be safe and be treated with respect and dignity.
Can you believe this college teacher, Obama, is giving a college speech while visiting India? This is what he's talking about, women's rights in India. Like the women are oppressed in America. You know, we think we have elections in this country. And we actually did, and we shocked the Bilderbergs by electing the Republicans, but we didn't get the Republicans. Well, we did get the Republicans, that was the point. We didn't get what we voted for. And so you hear me affectionately refer to the Bilderberg group, and I say the 2016 election is a waste of time. They've already selected the next president. And you could see that by running out Romney and running out Bush. They've already decided to run the weak Republicans against Hillary Clinton so she wins. And you think there was an actual election. But what is the Bilderberg Group? It's an annual private conference of between 120 and 150 elites, if you want to call them that, political leaders, experts from industry, academia, finance, and the media. And what they are all left-wing, all of them, every last one of them, 95% of them, are of the, let's say, communist persuasion. Why is it called Bilderberg, this private group of people who run the New World Order? Because the original conference was held at the Hotel de Bilderberg in the Netherlands in May of 1954. You understand? So there's no person named Bilderberg who's running the world. It's a group of people who meet in the Bilderberg Society. And if I give you the names, it's obscure. You'll see who they are. And you'll see that the all of them come from the far left, Carnegie Endowment, etc., Georgetown University. And the chairman of the steering committee are the same, all left-wing, all far left. which is why the Muslim Islamists are on the ascent and why the West is on the descent, which is why the West is dying and why Islamism is rising. Weaklings, cowards, thieves, and brigands are running virtually the entire Western hemisphere. And while they're doing this, well, I can go on and on. I don't think you want to hear it. What's the point of me telling you the truth? Does the truth, is it going to change anything? How is it going to change anything? We're virtual prisoners in our own country. That's how I feel. It's a prison. It's a prison camp. It's a prison camp here. It's unbelievable to me. I'm a conspiracy theorist when it comes to this because what, listen to me. Listen carefully. What are they meeting for? Tell me why they're meeting. Tell me what the Bilderberg group is meeting for. What are they meeting for? Tell me what they're meeting for. They're meeting to run the world. That's why they're meeting. So you can make fun of those of us who believe that this is a secret group that's running the world. But how far from the truth is it? What in the world are they meeting for? They're manipulating the public. They're running a world government where there's no borders and there's no accountability to anyone except these individuals who are raping the planet. And the way they get away with it is by taking, I keep repeating this for 20 years that I've been in the radio, the people who would normally stand up to this type of anti-democratic fascism, soft fascism at that, there are no death camps quite, thank God. The people who would normally be the most vocal against these Bilderberg types are the left-wing activists who are now concerned about things such as gay rights and fake global warming theories. This is how they deceive them. And you'd think more of the left, wouldn't you? You'd think that they're smart enough to see that they're being hoodwinked and being used by the world government in order to deter them from agitating outside their houses and offices. But the same thing goes on right here in San Francisco. Why do you think Feinstein and Pelosi are so kind to all the far-left groups? Why do you think they keep espousing things that are disgusting, such as the leather parade, calling it family values? Because the gay community would normally be the individuals who would be on them like a fly on you-know-what. But because they are friendly to these communities are not concerned with any of the obvious self-dealing and corruption that is going on from the highest levels of the Democrat machine. This is how I see it. And it's one of the reasons that they are so clever and so powerful is they have nullified the left, where activism generally comes from. There is no activism from the right in America. There is no right. There's just the people themselves who are basically center-right. If you ask people what their policies are, they're basically center-right, as evidenced by the movie American Sniper. Why do you think people are going to it? They're dying for a hero. They're dying for a real American hero. And that's why people are lining up to see it. That's the truth of the matter. And that's why vermin like whoever they are, I don't even remember their name, Michael Moore, you know, he was never a big deal to me. Or that other one. What's the other? Seth Rogen. What was he, a fat comic from Los Angeles who thought he suddenly became a leading man? He's finished. Who's ever going to go to one of his movies again? Nobody. Why would anyone participate in the movies of people who hate their own country, a country that was so good to them? Explain that to me. All right, trading with the devil. Jordan agrees to ISIS demands, and to save the pilot whose head was going to be cut off by the throwback vermin, they're going to free that most evil woman on the planet. One of the most evil women on the planet held in a Jordanian prison, a jihadist, Sajida Wa'ir-Kharishi, is going to be exchanged for the Jordanian pilot. I wouldn't, you know, the truth is Jordan is a small country. And the second part of that truth is that any Jordanian pilot must come from a very distinguished, wealthy family, intimately connected to the Jordanian royal family. And they're not going to give up one of their sons for a piece of garbage like the woman in the headscarf who helped plan the bombing of hotels. They figure one of him is worth 1,000 of them, and that's why they're doing it. The Israelis are no different. The Israelis prize their own people. Remember, they traded, what, one Israeli for 1,000 terrorists who went back to plotting the demise of Israel? Right? By the way, Al Jazeera English, Al Gore's good friends, the people he screwed, bans the term terrorist and Islamist. You can't use the word terrorist or Islamist on Al Jazeera English. Thank you, Al Gore, for giving our enemies themselves an outlet in the United States of America. You know, there's no There's no bottom to Al Gore's evil, by the way, in my opinion. Not only has he inflicted the lie of global warming upon us, costing the world billions of dollars, but he created a network which was sold to Al Jazeera so they have an outlet in American homes. Thank God nobody listens to them. But nevertheless, it was Al Gore who did it to us, along with a few other of his friends whose names you probably forgot. More Democrats. 855-400-7282. Feds drop controversial case led by Lynch. Obama administration orders agents to ID which immigrants are not to be deported. Go figure that one out. So, what can you do? Here's another one. Gun range owner under fire after banning Muslims. Oh, where's this? Gun ranges ban on Muslims draws fire. In the 5 months since Jan Morgan banned Muslims from her gun range in Hot Springs, Arkansas, business has boomed and predictions of a lawsuit brought by federal civil rights enforcers have so far proved inaccurate. Morgan, who claims keeping Muslims out of her gun cave indoor firing range is a matter of public safety and not a constitutional issue, says she made the decision in September after two customers she deemed suspicious visited. She said their furtive behavior and cell phone ringtones of Allahu Akbar prompted her to revise her range's policies. We are dealing in lethal firearms, she said. I'm not going to let a Nazi shoot in here or a Ku Klux Klan member in here either. Morgan said she excludes those she believes to be Muslim based on their names. She says business is up, but she has gotten threats which she brushes off. Maybe the women can save us eventually. Maybe it's the women of America who finally save the country. Anyway, you know what's coming. You know exactly what kind of lawyers they're going to get to sue this poor woman. Morgan claims her gun business has quadrupled with people from out of state coming to the range and some even offering donations for what they predict will be a legal battle. She also said she has been threatened, which she responded to by posting her home address on the range website and daring those issuing threats to do so in person. Morgan wrote under an image of her packing heat, I am the infidel your imam warned you about. Oh, good, 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 good. Good for her. Good for her. I tell you, the American women are the ones who know the danger we're in because of the weakling males running America. The weakling white males running America have sold the country down the river, so maybe the mothers of America can save us from these weakling quislings. Let's take some calls on the Savage Nation. Line number 7, go ahead, please.
Yeah, hi, Mike. This is John calling from Astoria, Queens, WABC. Speaking of people needing an American hero, can you just tell me why a retired Navy SEAL or colonel or captain doesn't run for president, whether it's as an independent or a Republican, and make their platform that they guarantee they will seal the water? I think they would win in a landslide, and I think that would be the American.
I don't think you're alone. I've heard people tell me that if someone stood up and said it like it is, they'd win. Here's the problem, though. The elections in this country are all rigged. It has almost nothing to do with the popular vote. It's about how they gerrymandered districts. Look what they did to Colonel Allen West. Because he wasn't a party boy, because he was not one of the Republican establishment. He was a certified war hero. They gerrymandered him out of his own district. They redrew the lines of the congressional district in which Allen West, drew his voters from, and he lost. And that's what they'll do to anybody who stands up to this crippled, corrupt establishment of Orrin Hatch and Mitch McConnell and the other one, John Boehner. But all right, that having said, doesn't mean people shouldn't stand up and talk out.
Yeah, you know.
Do you actually think that a Navy SEAL could win?
I think those guys wouldn't back down to anyone. I don't think they would bat an eye, no matter what kind of.
I know, but here's the problem: they're warriors. They're generally not good speakers. They're a different type. They're strong, silent types. They're usually very smart, but they're very quiet. They're not that articulate. They act. They don't talk. You understand the difference?
I do, but there are some that I have read about, have contacted. They are excellent speakers, and I think that the American people could really rally behind a hero like that if they.
Well, maybe we'll get one running one of these days. You know, there are a few war people with combat experience who just won in the Republican election, but you haven't heard from them. They were sat at the back of the bus. John Boehner sat them at the back of the Republican bus immediately. There was that woman, remember she gave the speech? I forget her name. Does anyone remember her name? The hog farmer? She's an Iraqi veteran. What, Ernst? Remember how tough she was while she was running, and now they quieted her down when she gave the rebuttal, the so-called rebuttal? She said nothing. Then there's a young fellow, 32 years old, from Arkansas, who was an Iraq war veteran or an Afghan war veteran. Have you heard anything from him? No. The Republican establishment of old turkeys pushed him to the back of the bus because they believe in discrimination. They discriminate against conservatives. You know, I could say more about it, but I get in more trouble than I already am. 855-407-282. We're going to unprotected talk until we go back from unprotected talk right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Hey, look.
And let me tell you that all those political leaders around the world, my own Prime Minister, Mr. Rutte, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Mr. Cameron, but also your own President, I have to say, Mr. Obama, is really fooling the people by saying after every atrocity, after every beheading, that it has nothing to do with Islam. It is Islam. It's the core business of Islam. And we should be able to get rid of the political correctness and see it for what it is.
That's Geert Wilders, one of the bravest men in Western leadership. Says that President Hussein is fooling the people by saying after every beheading that it has nothing to do with Islam. Now, as you well know, President Hussein is enabling the Islamists. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that President Hussein is the greatest faker in the history of the presidency. And he's putting us all at great risk. Now, right now, even a Brooklyn imam is agreeing with me. He's saying the cancer of radical Islam has to be attacked. I swear to God, it finally happened. Tariq Yusuf al-Masiri, he's an imam in Brooklyn, in startling remarks in Arabic posted online in the wake of the deadly Paris terror attacks earlier this month, this brave imam in Brooklyn called on fellow Muslims to rid themselves of extremist ideology and hatred toward other religious groups. And he denounced terrorist acts committed in the name of Islam. This footage was posted on January 9th and translated into English by the Washington, D.C.-based Middle East Media Research Institute. And it shows this brave imam, Tariq Yusuf al-Masiri, delivering a sermon before followers at the Olel al-Bab Mosque in Brooklyn, New York. And here's what he said. Let us admit without lying to ourselves that we, the Muslims, are time bombs. When I say we the Muslims, I do not mean every single Muslim, but Muslims of the religious sector are time bombs, al-Masiri said. For a sinner to repent, the first thing he does is to make a bomb. He blows it up and kills people. We must admit this, he said. If you have cancer, it won't help you if I tell you that you have the flu. I must tell you clearly that you have cancer. Everything comes from Allah, but this should not prevent us from studying the underlying reasons of this cancer amongst us. Can you believe this? He went on. He said, the Salafist ideology was largely responsible for the animus that has gripped the Muslim world in recent years. And he accused renegade clerics of hijacking the true message of the Quran and peddling an extreme version of Islam incompatible with Western culture. Listen to what the imam said. He said, who instilled so much hatred in this generation? It is the ideology of Salafist preachers. The majority of us Muslims hate Christians. When you see how many people oppose greeting Christians, you have to admit that a deep-rooted hatred dwells in the heart of the Muslims. Radical clerics are responsible for instilling this hatred. When we tell people that it is forbidden to wish a Christian Merry Christmas, does this not lay the foundation of terrorism? This is how you condition yourself to feel hatred, said the imam. The truth of the Quran has been distorted by scholars who corrupt the youth. There's more to this, and I'm going to continue with it in the next hour. At last, the curtain is breaking. The CARE front group is fuming because the cancer of radical Islam has been exposed.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And let me tell you that all those political leaders around the world, my own Prime Minister, Mr. Rutte, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Mr. Cameron, but also your own President, I have to say, Mr. Obama, is really fooling the people by saying after every atrocity, after every beheading, that it has nothing to do with Islam. It is Islam. It's the core business of Islam. And we should be able to get rid of the political correctness and see it for what it is.
That's one of the bravest men in the West, Gerdfield, is saying Obama is fooling the people by saying after every beheading that it has nothing to do with Islam. But he's not alone. The entire left-wing establishment says the same thing. And in America, we have, of all people, Governor Jindal warning of Islamic colonization and the invasion of the U.S. You must hear clips 14 and 15 right now in the Savage Nation.
One of the great things about America is, it didn't matter if you were here 5 minutes or 100 years, we have folks that come here, want to be American, they join our military, they start companies, they work to create a better community, and that's wonderful. But what's not acceptable is people that want to come and conquer us. That's not immigration, mm-hmm. by the way. That's you know, colonization. If somebody wants to come here and change our fundamental culture and our values, if they want to come here or if they want to set up their own culture and values, that's not immigration. That's really invasion if you're honest about it. And, of course, the politically correct crowd, when you say things like this, they'll call you racist.
Go on, one more. 16 is the last.
This is a particular threat we face, and if we're not serious about this, we're going to see more lone wolf actors. We're going to see more folks come into our country, just like you've seen in other countries, the horrific shootings in Paris.
So there are some who are slowly awakening, and fortunately now we have one imam in Brooklyn, Tariq Yusuf al-Masiri, who has to be one of the righteous of all of them. He said that we must repudiate the cancer of radical Islam. And he's no moderate himself in the sense of not being a fundamentalist. He is a true Muslim. Full beard, full garb. And he posted these remarks in Arabic online in the wake of the deadly Paris terror attacks. And he said in his sermon before the Olel al-Bab Mosque in Brooklyn, New York, "Let us admit without lying to ourselves that we the Muslims are time bombs. When I say we the Muslims, I do not mean every single Muslim, but Muslims of the religious sector are time bombs. They're teaching the children that for a sinner to repent, the first thing he does is make a bomb. He blows it up and kills people. We must admit this," he said. "If you have cancer, it won't help you if I tell you that you have the flu. I must tell you clearly that you have cancer. Everything comes from Allah, but this should not prevent us from studying the underlying reasons of this cancer amongst us." Then he goes to the root cause of this cancer. Remember who's saying this. This is a very, let's say, orthodox Muslim imam in Brooklyn. He said, who instilled so much hatred in this generation? It is the ideology of Salafist preachers, al-Masri said. The majority of us Muslims hate Christians. And he says, the truth of the Quran has been distorted by scholars who corrupt the youth. Promoting a message of acceptance and conciliation, al-Masri exhorted followers to gaze inward and discard the messages of violence espoused by radical clerics. These scholars consider any verse that calls to treat people with kindness to have been abrogated. All that remains valid is kill, slaughter. Is that the only thing that God tells us? He asked. They have made the Muslims hate everyone, the Christians, the Jews, the atheists, and all human beings. I am ashamed of the rotten and despicable conduct of the Muslims, he added. Do you want other people to join Islam while you hate them and curse them day and night? It's hard to believe that finally an imam has spoken out like this in the United States of America, especially when the front groups for the Muslim Brotherhood, such as, I won't name them because you know who they are. They function day and night to distort the message of radical Islam when they themselves have never said as clearly what this Muslim has said. But it gets more intriguing when you look at what the English Green Party leader said. She's a woman, Natalie Bennett, and she said it should not be a crime to join ISIS. The Green Party does not believe people should be banned from joining ISIS or Al-Qaeda. its leader has revealed. This is in Europe, a white woman. In an extraordinary claim, Natalie Bennett said people should not be punished for what they think and stressed it should not be a crime simply to belong to an organization. The Green Party has seen a surge in support in recent months. Party membership has also risen dramatically, with the Greens claiming to have overtaken both the Lib Dems and UKIP. But let me tell you something, what the Green Party stands for. You've often asked yourself, who are they? Who are these radical environmentalists? They and the radical Islamists are one and the same. And she said that it should not be a crime to join ISIS. Did you hear this? And she said this is a part of our policy that dates back to the age of the ANC and apartheid South Africa. And she was pressed on whether that meant it would be allowed to be a member of Al-Qaeda or ISIS. She said, well, exactly. What we want is make sure that we are not punishing people for what they think or what they believe. This is the Green Party. So when your daughter comes home with environmental messages from, let us say, NYU or Columbia or Harvard or Berkeley, understand that she's been brainwashed into accepting her own death, her own rape, her own destruction as a female. Do you understand this? Do you understand how far the brainwashing has gone from the left using the environment as a tool to destroy Western civilization? At least that's one man's opinion. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. We're dealing with unprotected talk. Let us go to line number two right now on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind? What station and what's your name?
Yeah, this is Mike, Phoenix, Arizona, 1100 AM KFNX. Subject is borders, language, culture. A week ago in Mesa, Arizona, an illegal alien named Polinar Altamirano walked into a gas station convenience store and asked for a pack of cigarettes. And when the clerk didn't count the change fast enough, this guy pulled out a gun, shot him in the head, took cops on a 30-mile chase until they finally ran him to ground. The sad part is, you know, he had already been convicted in 2012 of a burglary, but he was out on bond pending a deportation hearing. I went to another website and looking up mugshots and criminal statistics and things, and his name is on here. And what really struck me as odd that when they talk about the height, weight, age, things like that, they list him as a white person. And I'm just wondering if this is...
Right, that's how the FBI does it. In order to increase the number of crimes allegedly committed by Caucasians, the FBI has warped the statistics and they classify Hispanics as whites. You know that, don't you? This has gone on since Bill Clinton's attorney general. This is how distorted this country has become. So there's nothing I can do about it other than report it, and you're reporting it. I saw the story, but you can blame who for that? You can blame Obama, you can blame Holder, you can blame the state attorney general for not putting this man onto a deportation bus. Thank you for the call. Next caller, line six. Go ahead, please, state your station name and subject.
Station is WBAP, Dallas, Texas, and my name is Marilyn, and I'm calling about the Republican presidential primary in 2016, and I want you to know that we have a very viable candidate living now in our most conservative Texas district right here in town. His name is Alan West. And this Alan West, this colonel, he is going to be a viable candidate as long as the general public support him.
Well, slow down. Now, where is West running? I know him very well, but I don't know. He's living in Texas, and what is he running for?
No, he's living in Texas. He's been made president of the National Center for Policy Analysis.
I know. So he's gone to work for a private organization. And what is your point, please?
Point is that nobody can move him out of this district. He will be a viable candidate in 2016. The Republican hierarchy don't want him, but if the general public comes back and supports him and gives him money, he is a very viable candidate.
I see. So the Republican leadership would like to knock him out, but they're not going to be able to.
Not if we get the general support of the people. And we can do that. He has so much to offer. And if they want to just go to try to encourage him to do this, they can go follow his work on NCPA website.
Okay, well, thank you for alerting us to that. He's a fine American and a good man, and I back him 100%. Alan West, certainly he deserves higher office than he has received from the corrupt Republican Party. Next up on the Savage Nation is line number four. Go ahead, please. State your station, subject, and name.
This is John from WJR out of Detroit. The reason I'm calling is about Michael Moore saying his uncle was shot in the back. First of all, when they notify the family that someone had died in battle, they don't tell them how. They don't tell them where they were shot. So unless Michael Moore was there with his uncle, how do they know?
Michael Moore is what he looks like, a distorted human being. So everything that comes out of his mouth is the equivalent of what comes out of Harvey Weinstein's mouth. Thank you for the call. So that's about it. You know, another Hollywood idiot lying and hating America. What's new about that? There used to be sedition in America, but that went out with the charge of sedition went out with Obama. There is no sedition. The only sedition to Obama is loving America and wanting to protect the borders, language, and culture. That's sedition to this President Hussein. It's that simple. 855, it opens up one line at 855-400-7282. Let's go to line number three. Please state your station, subject, and name.
Yeah, this is John from Crofton, Maryland, listening on WMAL 630 AM. I wanted to talk about Bo Bergdahl. It looked like it was a slam dunk that they were finally going to bring him to trial before courts martial. And there was this former Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer that said twice 2 days in a row.
Yeah, I saw him. I heard about it on O'Reilly, but O'Reilly's not been known to report only the facts, ma'am. I mean, it looks like the government's backing up on that, doesn't it?
Well, it looks like they're trying to just delay. And I guess they can do that. And now they're talking about, well, there are three different kinds. This Rear Admiral John Kirby is a spokesman for the Pentagon.
Yeah, he's a former public relations man who's never fired a BB gun, I think.
Well, he was on at least two stations this morning. He was on.
I know. I saw this Kirby. He's a double talking PR man. He's not a warrior. He wears a warrior's uniform, but he's an usher in a theater. He's King Hussein's usher.
I don't know how he got so high up as a rear admiral.
Because he's a good mouthpiece and he's a pretty boy. He looks nice and wears a uniform nicely. How? How'd he get to? He's a PR man. He has no background in the military.
Well, it's like, you know, everybody thinks Colin Powell was such a great general. I think he knew how to manipulate the system, and I think this guy did to get to where he is because he's certainly not that capable. And I know he's lying by looking at his eyes sometime. He's like, I hope they buy.
Now, you're talking about the Rear Admiral Kirby. Every time he speaks, I shut the sound off and watch his mouth.
God, you look at his eyes.
Yeah, I shut the sound and I watch the guy's mouth, and it tells me an awful lot about the person.
He told us that in the UCMJ, Uniform Code of Military Justice, that there are three levels of desertion, and you know, the highest level is the worst, you know, where you can get life or capital punishment, the death penalty. Right. But then there are two other levels, and they're not as bad. And there's one, the lowest one, I guess you could only get 5 years. And he's saying, well, they might decide to just give him off for time served because he was a captive for about 5 years, and I think...
All right, I got it. I understand. Things are rotten in Glockamora. Now, if you think things are bad in the military, it doesn't get any worse than this. Take a guess who President Hussein made the Secretary of the Air Force. The minute I come back on the Savage Nation, you'll find out who Ms. James is and whether she's flown so much as a kite. But now she's the Secretary of the Air Force. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. Terrible breaking news on the Savage Nation. I am sad to report that the Supreme Court has just delayed the executions of three on Oklahoma's death row on the false premise that the state's lethal injection protocol might cause intense suffering. This is with no regard to the suffering these vermin caused to have committed the crime of crimes that got them on death row. This is the ploy that has been used by the radical left for 30 years now. In a brief unsigned order, the Supreme Court barred Oklahoma from executing the vermin using the particular chemical they challenged, the sedative midazolam. It is hereby ordered that petitioner's executions using midazolam are stayed pending final disposition of this case, the order said, leaving open the possibility that the executions could proceed if the state obtains and uses a substitute chemical. You hear the story? This is what the ACLU has wanted for years. They come up with a false argument that the lethal injection protocol might cause suffering to a mass murderer. You hear this? Well, you know my opinion. And there's no point in me telling you what my opinion is because you can pretty much hear it through the tone of my voice. But let me get back to the destruction of our military by King Hussein. Who do you think is the Secretary of the Air Force? Has she flown anything other than a kite? The answer is she's never flown even a kite. Ms. James, who so far as you know never flew a Piper Cub, who is now the Secretary of the Air Force with a budget of over $110 billion, a woman who oversees 690,000 active duty Guard, Reserve, and civilian airmen and their families, has never flown an airplane. You see, she earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in Comparative Area Studies from Duke University. No one knows what that means. She then earned a Master's degree in International Affairs from Columbia. No one knows what that means. But it was from Columbia University School of International and Public Affairs, which, as you know, is a soft version of the Carnegie Foundation. So now that she has been selected to run the Air Force, I have a quick question for you. Where did she come from that she was picked so suddenly? Well, she came just prior to this appointment by President Hussein as President of Science Applications International Corporation's Technical and Engineering Sector. In other words, she's a lobbyist. And that's as simple as that. She came from a lobbying firm. And that's who's running the Air Force now. So that's the country we're living in. Virtually every aspect of the military has been degraded by President Hussein, including the United States Air Force. With a bachelor's degree in comparative area studies, I'm sure that ISIS is shaking in its headscarves. Here's another story. Mormon leaders call for measures protecting gay rights. You heard me. The Mormon Church has backtracked. Here we are in the new America under President Hussein.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Minutes after the hour. During the break, in addition to balancing the world on my shoulders, I was filling out medical forms for tonight's MRI, which I just don't want to do this at all, but I have to. I've had this sports injury for a year now of my neck, and there's no getting around it. I have to have the MRI. I hate it. I don't know if I'm going to last in the tube tonight. I'm going to hit a bar before going in. Now, I don't know if that's going to help or hinder my ability to lay in the tube. Robert says yes. But I'm filling out, if you ever had an MRI, look what happened. They asked questions of you. Have you ever had metal fragments in your eyes? Well, no, I'm not an Iraq vet, so I'll check no. Have you ever worked with metal? No. Do you have any metal fragments in your body? No. Do you have any prosthesis? No. Have you ever had spine, neck, or back surgery? Okay, no. Ever had heart surgery? No. Do you have a pacemaker? No. Do you have a surgically implanted heart valve? No. It's like Bionic Man here. Have you ever had brain surgery? No, I am not a Democrat. Do you have a brain aneurysm? No, I am not a progressive. Have you ever had middle or inner ear surgery? No, I can actually hear. Have you ever had eye surgery? No, I can actually see what Obama's doing to the country. Do you have insulin or medication pump? It's actually, do you have insulin or a medication pump? But we'll skip the A. No. Do you have any electrodes in or on your body? No, I am not a Democrat. Do you wear dentures? No, I am not a Democrat. Do you wear hearing aids? No, I am not a Democrat. I could actually hear what they're saying. Do you have on you any magnetically activated device? No. Do you have any transdermal medication patches on you? No, I am not the President of the United States. Do you have an allergy to latex? That's a very personal question. I don't even know how to answer that one, but I would have to say no. I know no such allergy. Do you have permanent makeup, eyeliner, etc.? And I realize it's San Francisco, but the answer is no. Have you or are you using a pill cam M2A endoscopy capsule? No. Are you wearing a medical alert? No. Females only. Is there a chance that you might be pregnant? I guess I don't have to answer that one. Only answer the following questions in the box below for your receiving IV contrast. I told them I will not take a shot. They're not contrasting me. I will not let that poison in my body. All right, so it's all no. If this was an IQ test, all I would have had to do was hit the nose all the way down the line. They should trick you a little bit and change it around so no, you know, you don't know. Author, it's all about money, medical information. It's all about billing and who they can bill. That's all it is. It's money, billing. Let's see what else is in the other form. Oh, here's one. Are you having neck or back pain? Yes. Does your pain radiate or shoot down your arms or legs? No. Are you experiencing numbness? No. Have you had surgery on your neck or back? No. Do you have a history of cancer? No. Do you have any chronic or long-term illness? No. Have you had any previous MRI studies of your neck or back? No. All right, so they're going to say to me the minute I go in there, how could you be your age and have no medication and no surgery? The answer is because I don't like doctors and I don't like surgeons. Next question. But here I am. I mean, never let, you know, look, at the end of the day, you know, no one's made of eternal stuff. We all face the music. We all face the music. No one gets out of this world, you know, without something happening. And this is a little bit of a sports injury. And you know what's bothering me? What's really bothering me about this is this pain in my neck is exacerbated by the weights that I use, the free weights. I was rebuilding my body. I was looking very good. As it is, I look 20 years younger than I am, and my body was almost being reshaped. I was doing 60, what do you call them, chins every day? What do you do with the barbell? Curls, 60 on each arm. And I really would feel good doing it. My whole body was looking better. But I tried not doing them for 3 days, and I truthfully have to admit the neck hurts less. Would you believe it? So I have a choice, either look like Michael Moore or have neck pain. So I'm not quite sure what's worse, looking like Michael Moore or looking good and suffering suffering some neck pain. I don't know what to do here. That's the choice. It's called the Hobson's choice, I suppose. Or is it the Hollywood choice? All right, back to regular programming on the Savage Nation. We've had some interesting news. We've had some views. We've had some reviews. We're going to take your calls. You give us your station, your subject, your name. Line 8, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, it's Bob, 770 WMAL in Brooklyn. You want
to... Wait, MAL in Brooklyn?
No, I'm from Maryland, actually.
So that's okay, that's fair enough. MAL is such a big hit. You know that in Washington, D.C., there was no talk radio until I was put on the air?
Didn't know that.
Oh, so what... I mean, I'm a big hit. I have a huge following. What's on your mind?
Well, you wanted somebody to call, Jewish leaders to call and mention that who's standing up for the Holocaust that's happening against the Christians, and so that's why I called you.
Okay, now so you know of such Jewish leaders?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't call myself a leader, but my father is. He's a rabbi, Orthodox rabbi, and everybody I know supports the country of Israel, and they're the number one. They're on the front lines against these foxes.
I agree with you, but we're talking about American Jewish leaders speaking out on behalf of Christians being persecuted, not through the proxy of Israel, but directly saying we ought to be doing something to stop the Holocaust against Christians. That's what's missing here.
Well, it's not just the Holocaust against Christians, because the Muslims are actually there's a Holocaust against the moderate, if there is such, Muslims as well. So
you're 100% right, absolutely right on that. So, but we need the where is the Jewish leadership on the Christians being persecuted? The answer is I don't hear it.
Well, it's not just the Christians; it's the whole world. They've been persecuting the whole world ever since the guy had a dream.
I understand, but right now churches are being burned, Christians are being killed and thrown out of their countries, thrown into exile. Of all people in America who should be leading the charge against this, it should be the Jewish people because of the Holocaust that was conducted against the Jews by Hitler. That was my outrage yesterday. Do you understand where I'm coming from? It's not to pick on the Jews. It's to awaken the Jews.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is that...
I know, but what I'm trying to say is that when they came for the Christians, I did not raise my voice because I was not a Christian. When they came for the Yazidis, I did not raise my voice because I never heard of them. And when they came for me, there was no one left to stand up for me. It's history repeating itself all over again, and I'm demanding that the Jewish leadership in this country do something and say something for the Christians being persecuted in the world. Do I have to be any more clear about it? But the day that happens, let me know about it. Let me know about it. Line number four, next topic. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
This is Ron Earl calling from WABC in New York.
Right.
And I'm calling, earlier today you said that Americans are going to see the movie American Sniper because they're desperate for a hero, American hero. And I just want to validate that point because I took my family to see the movie yesterday. And you hit the nail on the head. I mean, the last movie I saw was Something's Gotta Give with, I forget, it was a long time ago. So.
And what was the audience like? Did they feel that they were in a unified, did they feel that they were meeting like-minded Americans in that movie theater?
Well, there's about six people in the theater, and four of them were my family, because it was in the middle of the...
Oh, so you went to a matinee. No, I mean, I would think that it's drawing Americans together, which is the worst nightmare for King Hussein, for President Hussein and his minions, his radical minions. They do not want us united, you know that. But nevertheless, the American people are dying for a hero, and they found one in this movie, which is why guys like Michael Moore and Seth Rogen are so jealous and attacking the movie. It's because they themselves thought they were the king of the hill, but in fact, it turns out that they're the bottom of the anthill, not the top of it. Thank you for that information. I haven't seen it. The last one I saw was Lost. What was it, The Last Hero or The Last Survivor with Mark Wahlberg? I love that movie. I thought it was well done. And I will go eventually, but I will not go during the flu season. I don't want to ride in airplanes or go to movie theaters during a flu season. I didn't even want to go to the dog show Sunday at the Cow Palace, you know. But I went. I don't like crowds. It's a common sense. If there's a flu season, why go to a crowd? I was told as a kid during flu season, avoid crowds. They taught us in elementary school. Now you can't, the teachers can't even tell you that for fear that they'll violate the movie guild. Robert, did you learn that in school? That during flu season, cold, stay away from crowds, right? But you don't wash your hands. That they wouldn't tell you because that would violate the cultural habits of most of our restaurant workers. Because the countries they come from, washing your hands is considered some kind of not a macho thing to do. Only sissies wash their hands. But the thing is, I don't see Lavados Los Manos anymore in toilets, do you? Years ago, I used to see in the bathroom, Lavos Los Manos. I don't see Lavos Los Manos. You know, another pet peeve I have about restaurants, I know I get sidetracked the minute he brought up food and bathrooms. This is something that bothers me. There's a couple of restaurants near where I live. They're okay. They're average good. They permit the workers to eat dinner in the restaurant after their shift or before it at tables that people eat on. Now, it's not like they're not human beings and they shouldn't be able to eat, but there's something off about employees eating at a diner's table. They should not be eating there. I'm sorry. It diminishes the value of the white tablecloth restaurant. And moreover, these employees are cooking the food to their own taste. That's really what I'm getting at, which is why it's very difficult to find real Italian food in California. For the better or for worse, if you like Mexican food, you're in luck. I don't particularly like very spicy food at all. And most Italian food is overspiced in Northern California, well, all of California, to accommodate the tastes of the chefs and the busboys and the waiters. It's as simple as that. Again, if you like Mexican food, eat Mexican food. But if I go in an Italian restaurant, I'd rather eat Italian food, which is not heavily spiced, by the way, unless it's a puttanesca or something like arrabbiata. They do have arrabbiata sauce, which is not well known in America, but it was such a sauce. And obviously by the name of the name itself, arrabbiata, you know what it is. It's highly spiced. But again, it's not as caustically spiced as is some food from our dear friends from south of the border. I don't particularly like those hot spices. They make my skin itch. That's neither here nor there. 855-400-7282. What is this? Robert Borowski is sending me. What did you send me? About Israel? What's this article? Oh, Savage Newsletter, January 28th. I'll read it on the air. I'll make more friends one day at a time. This should really make me more friends around the Jewish community. Savage says Israel is as corrupt a nation as you could ever find. In today's issue, proving once again that he's the most independent thinker on talk radio today, Dr. Savage warns conservatives not to put the state of Israel on a pedestal. The Jewish state, he explained, is comprised of human beings and is therefore just as flawed as any other country, sometimes even more so. Quote, many conservatives believe that America is obligated to support Israel for reasons that go back to the Bible, said Savage. They believe that if America ever ceases to support the Jewish state, 100% the United States will be doomed. But we have to add a caveat. Israel is about as corrupt a nation as you could ever find. But if you think there's corruption here in America, you're right. But don't live in the dream world and insist that Israel is clean because it's a Jewish state. You'd be wrong. Israel is as mired in corruption as the worst Democrat machine New York City has ever seen. Let's not look to Israel as an example of a pure nation. It's falling apart as a result of its own corruption, if you must know the truth. I'm Michael Savage, and I approve of this message. And as you can tell right now, I will soon be banned from entering Israel. We can add that to the nations that will not permit me to enter because, you know, the truth is a very, very dangerous thing, and it's a tonic that nobody wants to take. But I think that talk radio has to sort of tell the truth one way or the other, right? I do. As many as 190 people now have been exposed to measles thanks to Disneyland. That's not Disneyland. It's illegal aliens who brought the measles back to this country. Measles was eradicated in America by and large until about 15 years ago when Bill Clinton introduced the open borders policy. And since then, because most of the people sneaking into the country were not vaccinated, measles and other illnesses have resurged. But don't tell that to the geniuses in the progressive movement. That brings us to one open line at 855-407-282. When I come back, I'll take your calls right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. This is bad news or good news, but it is news. Just came out. Former U.S. nuclear scientist gets 5-year sentence for spying. Now listen to this. A federal judge sentenced a former U.S. government nuclear scientist to 5 years in prison for trying to pass classified nuclear weapons info to someone he thought was a Venezuelan government official. Pedro Mascheroni, age 79, formerly worked at the Los Alamos National Lab and is a naturalized U.S. citizen born in Argentina. The Venezuelan official was actually an FBI agent helping to run a sting operation. Mascheroni and his wife were charged in the case in 2010. Marjorie Mascheroni was previously sentenced to a year and a day in prison for her role. Now look at this. Trying to pass classified nuclear weapons info, he's given 5 years. Now let's go back in time to the famous case in the 1950s, when a husband and wife, I think their name were the Rosenbergs, were executed for passing or trying to pass nuclear information to the Soviet Union. Look how weak we have become as a nation. If I were in charge, anyone who did something like this would be executed. I'd give them one chance for an appeal, two chances, whatever the appeal process is. I would limit it in cases of national security to a maximum of 2 years of appeals, not 30 years where the ACLU crazy people can keep it going forever. And then I'd give them whatever lethal injection was permitted. That's all. Are you crazy? 5 years in prison for trying to undermine our nuclear weapons technology by giving it to someone he thought was a Venezuelan government official when Venezuela at the time was run by a crazy man. Still run by a crazy man, by the way. 5 years in prison for passing classified nuclear weapons info. Unbelievable to me what's gone on. The weakness of this country is overwhelming. Anyway, thanks for listening. Another big hour across America. Stay tuned on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Is romance dead in America with the rampant sex, do you think? I was thinking, am I on the air? I'm sorry, I didn't realize I was live. To go from world affairs, I was just thinking out loud, can romance exist in an age of random sex that's everywhere, where it's, you know, the girls are worse than the guys, and dirty mouths, potty mouths, there's no difference because they're just, where it's, you know, if it feels good, do it, why not do it in the road, and corrupt political system, a bunch of corrupt old white men running everything. And I say that with some degree of resistance, but I have to say, looking at what went on today, with the false hearings about this attorney general appointee, nominee, rather, Lynch, It's a show trial like the Soviet Union. What do you mean? She's not picked, hand-picked her. Look who's in charge of it, Grassley. Grassley looks like he's been on the Pens for 30 years. Orrin Hatch, who's sitting up there, supposed to ask tough questions. Unbelievable to me. Orrin Hatch is the one who gave us Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the U.S. Supreme Court, if you remember her. She's the one who fell asleep during the address by President Hussein. Nodded off during the speech. What a country. It is very much like a decaying empire. When you see the corruption and the octogenarians who are running the country, it really is like an ancient Roman empire. Even in its look, the only difference is the food isn't as good. In other words, it wouldn't be as if it was like Rome when it was collapsing. There's nothing you could do about it except let it collapse and rebuild it. But at least the Romans had Roman Italian food. We don't even have that. We have McDonald's and Arby's. We don't even have the food that went with the ancient Roman Empire. We don't even have that to hang on to. Michelle refuses to wrap the head. I like her for that. I'm glad. I'm proud of her. It's the first time I'm proud of her as a first lady. No, to take her statement and turn it around, this is the first time I'm proud of her as our first lady, that she refuses to wrap her face up for those throwbacks who hate women over there in Saudi Arabia, walking around in their little holy tents. Well, they're marching around with a tent and they want the women to walk around like they don't exist. Good for you, Michelle. Score one for Michelle Obama. That opens up 10 open lines. No, and it's one open line at 855-407-28. The neck just kicked in. 855-407-28 to unprotected talk. When I call your number, remember you're unscreened. Please state your name, your subject, and the station you're calling from. That's the only rules. And I have another hour of radio, and then at the show is over, then 6 hours and 15 minutes to wait until the MRI, which I have to fill somehow. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do to fill the time. What a long day it is for me now that the show is so early. I did night shows. I did evening shows. Now with a day show, I added it up last night as I went to sleep. My show ends on the West Coast at 3 o'clock, right? I shut the lights out. I gave myself a lights out last night at 11 o'clock. I couldn't take another minute of consciousness. I didn't actually want to go to sleep. I wasn't really ready to sleep, but I was bored of being awake. I don't know how to put it. Does that make sense? You know, I pushed myself as far as I could by doing nothing after the show, as little as possible, because I work very hard. So I said, wait a minute, from 3 o'clock to 11 is 8 hours. So I said, go backwards. What is 8 hours before 3 o'clock? That's 7 in the morning, right? That's how long that was? From 3 to 11 till I go to sleep is as long as from 7 in the morning when I basically get up and start doing the show until I end it at 3 o'clock? I gotta find an evening job. That's my problem. As demanding as talk radio it is, I've got to find another job. I'm blessed with too much energy. What would another guy do? If he could do a show like I do and be as focused and as sharp and as this and that, whatever, what would you do with yourself in the afternoon? I don't play golf. I don't play tennis. There's almost nothing to do in the world unless you play golf or tennis. I don't boat. I sold the boat a year ago. Got bored of sitting out in the bay alone. I feed the birds. One of the houses I have is a small cottage by the bay, and I get too many bagels. I don't eat them every day because they're fattening, but I get them anyway. It's sort of like Napoleon always had a chicken roasting for when he came back to the camp. There'd always be a roast chicken. He didn't want to go to the supermarket for a roast chicken from yesterday. So he always had chickens on the rotisserie, Napoleon. So when he came home to a camp, an encampment, there'd be a fresh chicken for him. They must have given out the chickens to each other, whatever. So I always have extra bagels, and even though I don't eat them, and they get, you know, before they go moldy, I go out on the deck and I throw them to seagulls, and I become an expert on seagull behavior. And I know Jonathan Livingston Seagull is still living. I'll tell you why. It's very funny to watch behavior of animals. Let's say this morning I threw three bagels in the water, and I throw them, I space them out off the deck, a right, a center, and a left. Now, let's say there's three birds or four birds. They come flying off the roof, right? The first bird will grab a bagel. The second bird, instead of going for the other bagel that's floating 15 feet away, will try to steal the bagel from the first seagull's mouth. Then the third bird will come and try to steal the bagel from the mouth of the bird that caught the bagel while one's floating by him on the left. And I wonder at this, the difference in animals. What is this behavior? Where is it from? I'm not an ornithologist. I'm not an animal behaviorist. But it just shows you the aggression that's inherent in you, in the nature of not just the animal, but the human animal. We all have this inherent greedy nature in all of us. The truth is, that's what it is. Or it was said years ago, there's larceny in everyone's heart. I don't know if that's true, but if you look at Obamacare, it's got to be true. Why should I pay triple the premium for someone else's illness? Can anyone explain that to me? Does that make sense? If I have spent my whole life not smoking, not using drugs, exercising, taking vitamins, not eating garbage, and I'm blessed with good health, I should pay for some stumble bum who's an alcoholic or a drug addict. I should pay for their health care? Or worse yet, I should pay for some tubercular from Guatemala? Yes, that's communist, and that's communism. That's socialized medicine. That's Hussein's Obamacare. That's right. That's what you're paying for. You're paying for those who are either by accident, meaning bad genes, or by bad behavior through their life, suffering from some medical condition that you have to pay for. So it's rewarding bad behavior, in other words. Obamacare rewards bad behavior, in plain English. That's how I see it. Now, I don't know how you see it, but that's one man's opinion. It doesn't mean I'm going to stop taking vitamins. It doesn't mean I'm going to stop moderately exercising. It doesn't mean I'm going to start eating garbage. Because I mean, I respect my body too much. It's God's temple. Remember, we learned that as a kid. Your body is God's temple. Do not defile it. Look what they tell them today. All right, let's go to the callers. Line number five. State your station, subject, and name.
Hi, Mike. This is Shelley calling from Lakewood, New Jersey, WABC. I'm happy I finally got through to you. A few weeks ago, you were going through a box of photos, and you mentioned that you picked out a picture reminding you of the mountains. If I may share a beautiful recollection of growing up in the mountains in the summertime.
Well, let me explain to the national audience what we mean by the mountains, because it has a different meaning outside of New York. When we were, when I was a kid in New York, the mountains meant the Catskill Mountains, not any other mountain chain. There were no other mountains. We never even knew of them. We had no idea there were even the Swiss Alps. We thought the mountains were small hills in Ellenville. But okay, go on. Give me some memories.
I am referring to the Catskill Mountains. We spent summers at the Pineview Hotel in Fallsburg, New York.
Oh, yeah, I think my father went there, because that was like a lower middle class hotel. It wasn't a fancy one like the Concord. That was for poorer people, right?
No, my father paid very good money to stuff our mouth.
I don't know. My father went there. He wasn't rich. But anyway, so what's the good memory?
So the memories are, I was 8 years old. I remember Tuesday nights were set aside for inter-hotel basketball games. And everyone was very, very excited. There was a lot of sensation in the air. And the smell of the hot dogs coming from the concession run by Peggy and Harold, I think. Anyway,
I wouldn't know Peggy and Harold from Sabritz Frankfurters. But so you're remembering the basketball night, right? Is that what it is? Your nostalgia takes you back to the basketball night?
Right. Well, everyone's buying Frankfurters and hot dogs. And anyway,
all right. So how could a general radio audience relate to this? In what way would they relate to this as an American experience?
Well, I was 8 years old, and some kids were shooting up the ball before the game. And the referee in the black and white striped shirt kept on blowing the whistle to get off the court. Get off the court. It's a big game. We were playing against Kutcher's. Kutcher's was known for bringing up...
All right, so give me the punchline. It's too much information for the average person.
Okay. I shoot up a ball. and all of a sudden I see a gigantic hand going up towards the basket and taking the ball down before the ball went in. And I was very upset, and I said, "Why'd you do that for, mister?" And he said, "I'm very, very sorry. Here, take another shot, kid." And he introduced himself. It was Wilt Chamberlain.
Oh, that's the punchline. He was a coach?
No, Wilt was on his way to pro bowl. It was 1952.
Oh, he was still a kid playing then. I see what you mean. And he came to the hotel through the inter-hotel competition.
He blocked my shot. He gave me the ball.
All right, we got the picture. Thanks. That's a great memory. Now take that one with you to the grave. That's a good one to take. Tell your grandchildren on your deathbed. That's a top story to remember. Wilt Chamberlain blocked your shot. All right, look, to each his own. I mean, I'm not knocking it. I'm not trying to be sarcastic, but I don't know. I don't think I remember that one. Who knows what I remember? I love when they say he was surrounded by family as he died. I mean, I asked somebody, a buddy of mine who's a war hero, who's, you know, been in combat, and he's a doctor, and he's a great, all-around great guy, musician, terrific guy. And I said to him, look, you've been around people who've been dying and stuff. Does anyone really know who's there when they're dying? What do you mean the family was with him when he died? He said, I don't know. He said, most people are on morphine. They don't know who's around them. So, what does it mean? Who's going to be around you? Probably some illegal alien you're stealing your small change, that the few dollars that your family left for you. That's what you'll have at the end. No, I'm very sarcastic about that. Oh, so listen to this. I was going through an old box of photographs in another dwelling of mine. You won't believe this one last night. I wish I had the paper in front of me. I filed it somewhere. I already lost it. Last night, I went to another dwelling, and I went through a box in a basement, and I found a note from my mother when she was alive. God rest her soul. It said, call Mom and call Aunt B about the name of the ship that your grandmother came over to America on. Because I didn't know the name of the ship. And I found the note that it was written in another script. The name, the Susquehanna 1921. My grandmother came here with my father and his sister, my aunt, in 1921 on the Susquehanna. And I looked up the Susquehanna, and I looked at who was on the, I couldn't find the passenger list. I think it came out of Bremen, Germany. And it was supposed to dock in New York, but for some reason there was a quota system. And so they docked in Boston and then made their way to New York. I think that's how it worked. Amazing to me that you look up the Ancestry stuff. Now, as far as that Ancestry website, I can't use half these websites. I signed up once. They make you spit in the tube. I couldn't follow it. Did anyone ever do the Ancestry thing where you spit in the tube and you get it back and you find out that we're all related to Al Sharpton? I don't know how that works. How could we all be related to Al Sharpton? I don't understand that. All right, I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Why are you doing the wrong? We'll be doing the wrong.
All right, it's one of the dead Beatles, isn't it? That Paul, he's a dead one, right? He's live? Yeah, all right. Yeah, great. He did a lot for the world. Why don't you do it in the road? How'd that work out for the West? So I was looking up the ship that my ancestors came to America on. It was not the Mayflower. Let me start with that. My ancestors did not come over to America on the Mayflower. Let's begin. They were not pilgrims. They never owned slaves. In fact, they were slaves in America, in the sense they had to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just to eat. But okay, but don't tell that to the gangsters. So the ship was called the Susquehanna, and I was looking it up. It arrived with my father and my aunt and my grandmother in 1921, and it was called the Susquehanna. But I was researching the ship. It was originally called the Rhine, R-H-E-I-N, later renamed the Susquehanna. And it was a small boat, built in 1899, 10,000 tons. It's a small ship. And it was one funnel, four masts, twin screw propulsion, service speed 13 knots. Listen to this. I heard that they were all sick when they got here from the crowding and the horrible food. 139 people were in first class, 125 in second class, and 2,500 immigrants packed into steerage with a crew of only 174 people. Then I read on, listen to this, this is the killer. It was sold to Japan for scrapping on February 25th, 1929, and it arrived at Yokohama under the Japanese flag and scrapped in 29. Take a guess where the metal from that ship may have wound up. Probably as a Japanese Zero fighter killing our men, or a Japanese ship, or a bayonet, or a bomb, or a bullet. And tell me that things are not history's not repeating itself. Because when I was boating here in the Bay Area, there is a scrap metal yard down in the Oakland estuary. I used to go down there with my boat. And it would run 24-7 with scrap metal that was brought in from all over the country by railroad train, right here in California. And these conveyor belts were running the scrap into a, you know, into a storage thing, and I'm putting them onto a ship. Where do you think the ships are going with our scrap metal? China. China's buying up almost all of our scrap metal. And I wonder what they're building with our scrap metal. It's history repeating itself, and sure enough, as I stand here, probably within a certain period of time, by what we read, we're going to see that scrap metal coming back at us in the form of an aircraft carrier, a bomb, a bullet, or a missile. Okay, we'll move on. 855-407-282. This is the Savage Nation. When I return, right here on your local station, we'll have unprotected talk. All you got to do is state your name, your station, and your subject. I'll be back to take your calls in a moment. Normally, I'm off by the, I'm out on the second. I can cut a millisecond. But because I'm afraid of the MRI, my neck is off. I'm off by 15 seconds now.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
Savage.
I think that the obligation of the Attorney General is to, when presented with matters by the President, to provide a full, thorough, independent, substantive legal analysis and give the President the best independent judgment that there is. And that may be a judgment that says that there is a legal framework for certain actions, and it may be a judgment that says that there is not a legal framework for certain actions.
So here we go again. Eric Holder in address with the Republicans putting on a show hearing along the lines of what they did to us with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We know she's a far-left radical activist. Sort of an Occupy type with a law degree, facing fake hearings from the Republicans, and we're supposed to listen to this blizzard of lies. We kept hearing about a blizzard that wasn't, and now we have a blizzard of lies about the Attorney General appointee. Like, we don't know who she is. She has a background. She comes from the most corrupt court system in the United States of America, which is New York City. Take a look at what's going on there with Sheldon Silver and the stocked courts. I'm supposed to believe she's from a clean background? I don't. I'm sorry. No, this is not good. And the only reason the Republicans are going along with it is because they were told to go along with it by the party bosses who don't want to be seen as anti-woman and anti-black. That's all. Again, they're pandering as they're pandering to illegal aliens. So what's the point of an opposition party? Tell me, what is the point of an opposition party that opposes nothing? But you knew all of this before the election. You didn't want Grassley. You didn't want Hatch. You didn't want the cooperation between them and that moron, Leaky Leahy from Vermont. You wanted opposition. You wanted a manly opposition to the progressive leftist communist socialist Islamist party, didn't you? But you didn't get it. It's worse now that there's a Republican majority than it was before. Now, why do I say it? Because when there was a Democrat majority, we had the fake Republicans pretending they opposed the system. But now that they're in the majority, they're doing worse. Worse things to America. Worse things to our national security. And now it's reached a crescendo. As I speak with you today on the Savage Nation, they're going through mock show hearings on another Eric Holder, an Eric Holder in a skirt, who is as far left as Obama and Holder, if not farther left. She will get away with more than Holder has gotten away with because she's black and a woman. Yes, you heard me. All of the networks report, oh, she'll be the first black woman attorney general in history. Is that qualification enough? Excuse me. When did one's race and sex become qualification enough for anything? The answer is a long time ago. So why is it any different today? All I hear is, If Miss Lynch, Loretta Lynch, is appointed as the Attorney General, she will be the first black woman Attorney General in U.S. history. Well, that's all well and good, but what has she written to distinguish herself? Has she written any legal opinions that would separate her from the pack of greedy, grubbing, left-wing lawyers that pollute the New York court system? If you look at Loretta Lynch's history on voter ID, in a speech at the Long Beach Martin Luther King Center in New York in January, Lynch claimed that efforts to improve the integrity of the election process, meaning by demanding voter ID, were an attempt to take back what Martin Luther King Jr. had fought for, which is a total lie, an absolute lie. And Lynch made it clear she approved of the Justice Department's lawsuits against states such as North Carolina to stop common sense voter ID laws and changes in early voting and same-day registration rules, saying her suits under her will continue. On the death penalty, Loretta Lynch, she views the death penalty as racist. She cited as saying in a 2002 roundtable discussion that she had to repeatedly explain decisions not to seek the death penalty when she was a prosecutor. She claimed that the relative ease with which the death penalty was applied against blacks and Hispanics suggested a systematic disregard for minority citizens. I can give you one example after another to show you that this is a show hearing that is going on right now in front of your eyes by the Republicans. What more do we need to see than Orrin Hatch, who was long ago should have been forced to retire? He looks like a pallbearer at a funeral. There is Orrin Hatch, the same so-called Republican who did the same show trial when none other than the radical head of the ACLU, then head of the ACLU, who should have been disqualified before she even applied, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, was ushered onto the U.S. Supreme Court by the very same weaklings who are now doing it to us with Loretta Lynch. She's another Eric Holder, but worse. A show hearing, it's disgusting. Orrin Hatch gave us Ruth Bader Ginsburg in the same manner. And now they're going to usher in another radical for Attorney General, making believe that the window dressing change from going from a male to a female is going to change a damn thing in this country. It's sickening to see what's happening to this country after we killed ourselves to go to the polls and say no to all of these left-wing policies. It's sickening to watch this. It really is. But I'll bring up some of the questions from yesterday, which is, why are we allowing the silence of the new Holocaust against Christians and other religious minorities in the Middle East and in Africa? Why? And I asked yesterday, where are the righteous Jews? I didn't get one answer from one caller. We kept hearing about righteous Gentiles who saved Jews during the Nazi Holocaust against the Jews, right? Where are the righteous Jews today? I haven't heard any. Where is Marvin Haya? I don't see a Marvin Haya. Where are all the other Jewish pressure groups now that Christians are being persecuted? The answer is they're in it for themselves. They're a constituency, that's all. Another block. So I spoke out against the persecution of Christians yesterday. And I asked, why are we allowing the silence of the new Holocaust? Did I expect a halo for it? Did I expect to be invited to a Christian organization and be given a prize? No. I am persona non grata everywhere in the world, except here in my own studio with my dog. I'm not complaining about it. I'm an outsider. I always have been. I always will be. But I don't belong to any organizations. I don't give myself awards. I don't give myself contracts. I don't give myself grants. This is how the system works. Insider trading. Here's another question. Do you find Michelle Obama's refusal to wear a head wrap refreshing or insulting for an official visit to Saudi Arabia? I actually like it for the first time in 6 years. It's time someone stood up to those throwbacks who treat women worse than they treat their cattle. Those throwbacks in Saudi Arabia, good for her. I'm proud of her. How do you like that? I'm glad she didn't wear a headscarf. What? To bow down to those bums, those women-hating, Jew-hating, Christian-hating bums in Saudi Arabia? Why? Why should she wear a headscarf? To confirm that she's, what, second class to them? And I think I'm going to go from the sublime to the ridiculous today. And you know how we hear that the birth rate is very low in the West? I did some research on this, and it has something to do with tight white underwear for men. I know you don't want to hear this, but this is a social observation. Did you know that it's true that underwear, laptops, cycling, stress, and cell phones kill off a weakened sperm? It's true. This is why these guys in these bicycles that look like they're wearing jester costumes as they speed by you or block you on a small road are impotent. They look like they're healthy, but they aren't. The tight underwear issue is the issue. A 2012 study looked at five French men. Well, right away, that's a biased study. None of them have testosterone. Five French men, ages 25 to 35, who wore specially tight undies that naturally heated their testicles. After 4 months, their sperm quality was down and sperm count was nearly zero. On the bright side, we read, they recovered in just a few months with looser, cooler underwear. Now, I've known, you know, this is why nature has evolved the male apparatus. It's to make certain that the sperm-generating factory is at a cooler temperature outside the body than it would be if it were inside the body. So when you heat that area, what you are doing is inhibiting the production of sperm. 12 men who alternated between boxers and boxer briefs for a year saw their sperm count drop by half during the tighter periods, according to a study in the medical journal Lancet. Serious cyclists who put foot to pedal 12 to 16 hours a week, pay attention, cyclists, saw their sperm counts fall, according to another study. Casual cyclists don't have to worry, so I'm okay. Heat from electric blankets, saunas, hot baths, sleeping positions, and weather could also affect sperm if exposure is ongoing. But listen to this. Laptops also, if they're perched often enough on just the right spot, can reduce the sperm count. Something here, of course, we all know. One study found the correlation between overweight men and low sperm. No kidding. That's why Michael Moore is impotent, no doubt, and has no children. Others link stress and particularly high stress to lower sperm counts. Now, what about cell phones and sperm? Cell phones have less effect, but one study saw some weakening of sperm quality when a pocketed phone, that gives a new meaning to the word. Okay, a pocketed phone was used for 4 hours a day. I told you we can do it all on talk radio. We're not limited to politics. All right, trading with the devil. Jordan agrees to ISIS demands, and to save the pilot whose head was going to be cut off by the throwback vermin, they're going to free that most evil woman on the planet. One of the most evil women on the planet held in a Jordanian prison, a jihadist, Sajida Wareh Harishi, is going to be exchanged for the Jordanian pilot. I wouldn't, you know, the truth is Jordan is a small country. And the second part of that truth is that any Jordanian pilot must come from a very distinguished, wealthy family, intimately connected to the Jordanian royal family. And they're not going to give up one of their sons for a piece of garbage like the woman in the headscarf who helped plan the bombing of hotels. They figure one of him is worth 1,000 of them, and that's why they're doing it. The Israelis are no different. The Israelis prize their own people. Remember, they traded what? One Israeli for 1,000 terrorists who went back to plotting the demise of Israel? Right? By the way, Al Jazeera English, Al Gore's good friends, the people he screwed, bans the term terrorist and Islamist. You can't use the word terrorist or Islamist on Al Jazeera English. Thank you, Al Gore, for giving our enemies themselves an outlet in the United States of America. You know, there's no bottom to Al Gore's evil, by the way, in my opinion. Not only has he inflicted the lie of global warming upon us, costing the world billions of dollars, but he created a network which was sold to Al Jazeera so they have an outlet in American homes. Thank God nobody listens to them. But nevertheless, it was Al Gore who did it to us, along with a few other of his friends whose names you probably forgot. More Democrats. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from. SwissAmerica.com. Well, it's that time of day again on the Savage Nation with only a few minutes left to the end of hour number three. I want to read to you the topics that I have covered today in the last 3 hours. And I want you to compare it to anyone else in talk radio and tell me who else covers as many topics with as much analysis in the way that I do it. Loretta Lynch, MRI exams, Catholics speaking out against the persecution of Christians, the Bilderbergs, who they are, the Jordanian pilot trade, gun range bans Muslims, rigged elections in America, a Brooklyn imam speaking out against radical Islam, a Green Party candidate who said it should not be a crime to join ISIS, illegal inmates and how well they're treated, Bergdahl, Supreme Court just stopped executions based on an ACLU lawsuit, the new Air Force chief appointed by Obama who's never flown an airplane, Mormons and gays, MRI questionnaire read on air, employees at restaurants, romance in the nation, is it possible, seagulls, Obamacare, the ship that my ancestors came here on, it was not the Mayflower but the Susquehanna, and many other topics, all in passing and all in a day's work, right here on the Savage Nation. That leaves us time for a few more calls. Let's go to line number six. Line number six, state your name, your subject, and your station. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. How are you? This is Lee Rockman in Rockland County, New York, WABC. Wanted to tell you, Michael, I've been listening to you, and first off, I want to tell you that you're absolutely brilliant. I know your genius level, and I've been so impressed, you know, with your thought process, how you flush out what you flush out. And I wanted to talk to you about something. You know, you talk about Loretta Lynch. She couldn't say radical Islam. You know, we have stuff going on, as you mentioned, that these children were killed, murdered, assassinated by watching a soccer game. You have Christians that are being slaughtered. You know, what's happening with this country? What's happening with this world? I am one of those righteous Jews, Michael. Okay? I have, you know, been a righteous Jew and always fought for truth, justice, and the American way. As a Jew growing up in the 60s into the 70s, dealing with anti-Semitism, dealing with KKK members, motorcycle gangs, I had a way to deal with bullies. Unfortunately, Michael, this country doesn't know how to deal with the evil. You know, there's evil, and there's only one way to deal with evil, Michael. You have to get rid of it. You have to annihilate it. You have to wipe it off of the face.
Yes, but the Obama administration thinks that by appeasing it, it will go away. But we all know it just gets more bold. This is the history. This is what history has taught us, if it's taught us nothing. That if you appease a bully, the bully is emboldened. Apparently everyone knows that except Obama, who spends most of his time hating the Tea Party more than the radical Islamists.
He hates this country, Michael. He hates this country, so he wants to personally bring this country to its knees, Michael. He apologizes for everything we've ever done, or everybody we've ever been.
Yeah, but what can we do about it? We live in a dictatorship where he's not up for election. Tell me what we can do about it. We put the Republicans in. Are they doing anything about it?
Michael.
My friend, look what they're doing today. They're taking a radical leftist lawyer from New York and putting her into the Attorney General's office as though they're holding real hearings. What hope is there?
It's insanity. It's insanity. But we have to forget that Rome is burning around us. We as citizens have to do something. And I have the plan. I have the answers, Michael, that I will address with you. I would like to talk to you about closing the borders, the economy, creating jobs, education, the penal system, the justice system.
Well, look, this is what I do for a living every day, but talking about it is not worth very much when you have phonies like the Orrin Hatches today sitting up there pretending it's a real hearing. My friend, I want to thank you for your compliments. I want to thank you for listening to the show. I want to thank you for loving America. I want to thank you mostly for being a listener to the Savage Nation. Let me send him a free copy of Stop the Coming Civil War, still the most important book of our time. I guess it's too late to get his name and number, but it's not too late for you to remember that I'm here every day, same time, same station, the Savage Nation.
Savage.